ナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマ
ンダ。
I'd like to begin with a reading from one of Shindan Shonin's letters. This letter, I feel, is particularly appropriate for us to reflect upon on this occasion of our bishop's memorial service. Shindan Shonin のご消息、お手紙をの一部をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。Invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho, お願いします。It would be splendid if all people who say the Nembutsu, not just yourself, do so not with thoughts of themselves, but for the sake of the leaders of our country and for the sake of the people of the country. Those who feel uncertain of birth should say the Nembutsu, aspiring first for their own birth. Those who feel that their own birth is completely settled should, mindful of the Buddha's benevolence, hold the Nembutsu in their hearts and say it to respond in gratitude to that benevolence with the wish, may there be peace in the world and may the Buddha's teaching spread. Anata ni kagirazu, Nembutsu suru hitobito wa, mizukara no koto wa sate oku toshitemo, chōte ya 国民のために互いに念仏するのなら、それは結構なことでしょう。浄土に往生できるがかどうか不安な人は、まず自らの浄土往生をお考えになって念仏するのが良いでしょう。自らの往生は間違えないと思う人は、仏のご恩をお心に思い、それに報いるために心を込めて念仏し、世の中が安穏であるように、仏法が広まるようにと思われるのが良いと思いますと。ナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツナマンダブツ。 Good morning everyone. 皆さんおはようございます。Thank you all very much for your hard work during the bazaar this past week. Many of you came out and worked very hard so that we had a very successful bazaar. And many of you also returned on Monday, Tuesday, and throughout the week to clean up after bazaar, which is as much of a giant task as the actual bazaar itself. So the bazaar の手伝いと後片付けを皆さんも一生懸命していただいてありがたいことですね。So for me, myself, I picked a specific spot to start working on cleanup this year, and that is the mezzanine area up by my office. Many of you have been up there before. It's sometimes we just sort of, things disappear up there, and they just sort of out of sight, out of mind. So I've been going up there and starting to clean some things out and open up some boxes, and we have some wonderful boxes of books that have been donated by temple members over the years. And I opened one of those boxes up this past week while I was cleaning, and I found a couple of really precious treasures. These two things. This is a collection of Buddhist sermons written by previous ministers of the Buddhist Churches of America. And this was published May 1960. And then this is another one. This is by Reverend Takashi Tsuji, former Bishop Kenyu Tsuji. And this was published, I'm not sure, it's Profession of Faith, but it was published when Bishop Tsuji was still serving up in Canada. So as I was sort of pulling these out, I was thinking, well, these would be some wonderful things to share this week as we remember our previous bishops, and particularly Bishop Tsuji, who's had a very close connection here to our Sangha. Bishop Tsuji lived for many years here in San Mateo, and his widow and his daughters are active members of our temple here. So we have a close karmic connection with Bishop Tsuji. So I wanted to reflect on Bishop Tsuji's words this week as we think about our previous bishops, and also reflect upon some of the troubling news that just continues to come week after week There are more and more difficulty, more and more strife, more and more senseless loss of life here in our country, here in this world. And as we reflect on this, I myself find comfort turning to the teachings of the Buddha, turning to the guidance of our previous leaders, and thinking about how does this Nembutsu teaching, this teaching of the Buddha, this recitation of the name of the Buddha, Namo Amida Butsu, how does this give us some direction in our lives as we try to navigate the way forward in these difficult and saddening times? So this year, as I was going through these materials and reflecting on the ministry of Bishop Tsuji, I came across a wonderful talk. It's included in this one that Bishop Tsuji gave. Reading it, it doesn't say exactly what the occasion was, but reading it, I get the sense that it was a gathering of the leaders of the Buddhist churches of America. And he talks about Buddhism and a national purpose. So this weekend, we're thinking about our country. This is the Independence Day weekend. What, you know, the meaning of this country, the United States, is. And also today, what the role of Buddhism in this country is. So this was written 56 years ago. But I feel that it's the words that Bishop Tsuji shares still really speak great truth for us today. So I wanted to share a few sections of this with you all. As I read this, I'm really impressed by just the quality of Bishop Tsuji's writing. His style is really beautiful, and I think, a very meaningful message. So I'd like to take some time to share this with you, and then reflect a little bit on what this has to offer. これは Tsuji 先生が多分どこかの BCA の集まりの時にしたお話ですけど、それを皆さんに紹介したいと思います。So please join me and let's listen and reflect upon these words of Bishop Tsuji. He writes, "Our parents who came to America over half a century ago were people of humble stock and station in life. Yet they were men and women with great visions and high hopes. Although hunger and privation, racial and religious intolerance stalked them at every turn of the road during the early days of their settlement, they faced these hardships bravely and with good humor, never losing sight of the importance of the Nembutsu in their daily lives. They organized the Buddhist congregations on the Pacific coast. Here, the Buddhist temples flourished for 3 decades. However, time has changed the face of the Buddhist map in America. 20 years ago, the Buddhists were forcibly uprooted from their homes and places of worship and dispersed the whole length and breadth of this country. But just as the weary traveler is slowly attracted to the doorsteps of his home, so too the faithful Buddhists were inexorably drawn to the shrine of Amida Buddha, either to reorganize the historic churches or form new congregations in entirely new settings. Whereas prior to the evacuation, only in a few sporadic areas east of the Rockies was there any semblance of a Buddhist activity. After the relocation, the seeds of the Nembutsu were implanted on soils heretofore unknown. Indeed, the dispersal of the American Buddhists, like Shinran's exile, was a blessing in disguise. Thus, today, 50 churches form an organization, the Buddhist Churches of America. Now, what is the Buddhist Churches of America? And what is its national purpose? The Buddhist Churches of America is the little baby in his mother's arms as he is brought to church for the first time in his life. And it is the busy little feet of children as they scurry across a field of daisies to their Buddhist Sunday school. It is also the lusty shout of youths urging their basketball team to victory. It is the men and women close to the good earth, working in the sun of the San Joaquin, Santa Clara, Yakima, or Imperial Valley. It is the young family picnicking on the shores of Lake Michigan or Minnetonka. It is the minister racing with death over the treacherous frozen highway to be present at the bedside of his member. It is the cattleman of the great plains herding his purebreds to shelter in the face of the oncoming storm. It is the young secretary in the crowded uptown subway in Manhattan, returning home after her hectic office hours. And it is the hushed, solemn congregation that bows its head to pay its last respects to an octogenarian member. My friends, these people and numerous others who live in Amida's wisdom and compassion represent the vital heartbeat of the movement that is the Buddhist Churches of America. It goes without saying, therefore, that the national purpose of our organization lies in the perpetuation of our common heritage, the life of the Nembutsu. But any means that fails to understand the needs, the fears, and the aspirations of these people of diverse background is bound to end in failure. The values inherent in the teaching of Nembutsu, humility and thanksgiving, moral action prompted by contribution, by contrition and gratitude, justice, liberty, and equal opportunity for all, founded on Amida's wisdom and compassion, cannot be truly preserved and given forceful expression if we remain provincial in our thinking, conscious only of the small circle of our church. No single member or no individual church, however large, does not constitute a significant movement. It is only when we enlarge the field of our Buddhist consciousness, make decisions and follow through with effective actions, institute nationwide programs to embrace and include all those who recite the Nembutsu in this fair land, that we can say the Buddhist Churches of America has attained national stature. Herein lies our immediate objective, and for American Buddhism, a national purpose. So I find these very moving and inspiring words. And as I reflect about this, I feel like this speaks very directly to the role that our Sangha plays here in the United States. I think that when we think about this on this weekend, when we celebrate liberty, we're called to think about what it means to be truly free. What is it to be truly free? We live here in the United States, a country that's sort of based on the celebration of the ideal of freedom. Bishop Tsuji himself talks about justice, liberty, and equal opportunity. Liberty for those founded on Amida's wisdom and compassion. So what is the idea of freedom founded on the Buddha's compassion? In this other pamphlet, this other writing of Bishop Tsuji's, he talks about what it means to find freedom in the Nembutsu. He says, "The power of Namo Amida Butsu clears the path before us, gives us courage, frees us from evil influence, and brings countless good influences to bless us. It casts the light of infinite love and insight onto the road of our life." So as we move forward on the paths of our life, to move freely doesn't mean to just do whatever we want, to indulge our desires, to do what we think is fun or will bring pleasure at this moment, but it means to live freely with this insight and infinite love, caring and concern for those around us. It means to be free of the idea of me and mine, what's going to benefit me, what's going to make me happy, and to work for the benefit of all beings. That's the spirit of Buddhist practice, the spirit of the heart and mind of the Bodhisattva, to bring joy and benefit for all people. So when we turn our minds to Amida Buddha and we say this Nembutsu, the Nembutsu of humility and thankfulness, then our society becomes more peaceful. We're out there in the world, out there in our community, at work, at school, at the store, at the barbecue, at the parade. We're out there in the world being an expression of this wisdom and compassion at work in our lives. The light of the Buddha, this boundless light shining on us, then is reflected in the way we live, and it touches everybody around us. So we go forth from this place, from this experience of hearing the Dharma, and we share what we've learned through our way of living. And that's the aspiration. And we find that, as Bishop Tsuji says, that for the past 56 years and more, that this Nembutsu has been here everywhere in America. It's been on the basketball court. It's been on the cattle ranch. It's been on the farms. It's been in the city. It's been all over the place. And it's here today. And we live it. We continue to live in this way, this continuity with the past that we remember as we reflect on our bishop's memorial service. We reflect on Bishop Tsuji's dedication and the dedication of all the bishops. And I think when we live in this way, we do change this country. And when we change this country, we change the world. And I think living in this way, we fulfill this wish that Shindan Shonin expresses. And this is the wish of the Buddha, that may there be peace in the world and may the Buddha's teaching spread.仏教徒の方に向かって、お浄浄土の方に向かって、そして共に生きる、共に助け合うという心が生まれてくる。そういうふうな生き方ができたら、仏様の大慈悲と大きな知恵が今の世の中に生かして、職場であって、学校であって、パレードであって、どこに行っても仏様の働きが自分の人生の中に生かして、みんなに見せて、それによってこの国が大きく変えて、この世界が大きく変えて、親鸞聖人仏様の願い、世の中安穏なれ、仏法広まれ、というお心が充実できると思います。
So I wish you all a safe and happy Independence Day weekend. And as we live, let us together find the true independence, the true freedom that we realize, not by seeking just our own pleasure, but by working for the good and the pleasure of all people in the light of the Buddha's wisdom. Please join me. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 No.